Welcome back, guys. I'm Coach Danny. Welcome to our series on the power of the Spirit. We talked about we were going to focus on the third person of the Blessed Trinity, the Holy Spirit. Now, last episode, we talked about, that was in episode 3, salvation through the Spirit. This time, episode 4, we're going to talk about the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit. Let's see what Paul has to say in our scripture passage here, 1 Corinthians 12, 4 and 11. It says, now there are variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And further on down it says, all these are inspired by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. And then further on over, when we talked about gifts, now we'll talk about the fruits. That's in Galatians 5, 22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. With me as on part of the show now will be, of course, our friend, author, speaker, has his own foundation, Father Larry Richards. And also, Father Larry, we got to drag along Peter, like everyone just dragged Peter on. So these two guys will be back after we take a break and a game plan to talk about the fruits and the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Cross and the Go has been an excellent program to run. It's very easy for us to run. The DVDs are great, but when we get into the small groups, it's when the guys really come out, share their faith, help each other out, and it's an opportunity to hold each other accountable, where we really feel the call to deepen our faith and spirituality. When I first started, I knew I had to do something, but I didn't really know why. And the deeper we've gotten into this, the more clear it became to me that I was just doing my own thing out there. And I was doing it for myself. With men's ministry and the guys that we've worked with, I realized that he has a plan for me. And I've got to listen to what that plan is. And that plan really is to do this men's ministry and bring more men closer to him. Crossing the Goal has been the vehicle to do that.
Welcome back to Crossing the Goal. I'm Peter Herbeck. We're here in the game plan again today with Father Larry Richards. Father,
aren't
good
you
to have
excited?
You back.
So
I'm always excited. I'm always excited. Thank you so much.
Yeah, right.
We're talking about the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit. There's so much the Holy Spirit has done for us.
Absolutely. And what can we do for him? Is
all. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, right.
You know, how do we sit there? And there are so many different ways of looking at the gifts and the fruits. I think most people are just so confused about it. So what do we do with it?
Let's break it down for, we just have a few minutes here.
Okay.
We talk about, there's the gifts of the Spirit that are spoken about by the prophet Isaiah that are focused on at confirmation. Those are, let's just read them here from chapter 11 of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon the Messiah is what this passage is about. It give him a spirit of wisdom, of understanding, of counsel, of might, of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord.
Fear
so
of the Lord.
We're given what these gifts are. They focus on the character of the Messiah. So at confirmation, we receive gifts that are part of the very character and life of Jesus. And the Spirit helps form those in us. So you could say the Holy Spirit does stuff in us, and the Holy Spirit wants to do stuff through us.
Good.
Right? And so the stuff he does through us is through the other spiritual gifts we haven't talked about, the charismatic gifts that are in 1 Corinthians that we'll talk more about in just a minute. But we also talk about the fruits of the Spirit. Now, the fruits of the Spirit is the result of the Spirit's work in us, again, conforming us to the image of Christ and walking and abiding in the Lord, living with the Lord in the Holy Spirit, walking with him. Eventually, the character and the life of Jesus will form in us. That's what the Spirit wants to do, to conform us to the person of Jesus. So that's part of the work of the Spirit in us. It does flow through us, but the charismatic gifts in particular are powers the Lord gives us to reach out and to do other things. So why don't you talk about those a little bit, Father?
Absolutely. We want to continue where Dan started off, and Dan started in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And so it begins, it says, I don't want you to leave you in ignorance about the spiritual gifts. So first of all, God's trying to tell us, listen, He doesn't want us to be ignorant about this stuff. We need to know this. And then it goes on, and he says there are different gifts, but the same Spirit, as Danny already said. But there are different works, but the same God who accomplished all in everyone. This is the most important line to me. To each person, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. That every gift that's been given to us by the Holy Spirit isn't for us alone. It's for the building of the body. And the more we are other-centered, we still receive stuff. Like, again, you can't give peace to somebody. I want to be an instrument of peace without the peace going through me. So when I surrender to the Holy Spirit and I let His gifts and fruits flow through me to give them other, to build up the body, I'm going to participate in the gifts that are given. But then he talks about those things. One receives faith, gift of healing, another receives miraculous powers, prophecy is given to one, another power of distinction of one Spirit to another, gift of tongues, other interpretation of tongues, but it is all in the same Spirit who produces all these gifts, distributing as they will. And again, these gifts that are given to us, either be charismatic gifts or you have the gift of faith. I mean, the deepest need in all of our heart, especially today, I think, is that we really surrender to that gift of faith and that we become these people of faith, that we use these gifts. But every gift is for the building up of the body.
Yeah. And it talks about to each has been given
each
a gift. And I think a lot of times guys feel like, well, I don't have any idea what spiritual gifts I have, or I'm not sure I've received anything. Everybody's been baptized, and baptized into Jesus Christ, has been baptized into the endowment that Jesus Christ has given to His church. And so each of us has been given gifts, a gift or gifts, to be able to help build up the body. So that's pretty crucial. And it's a manifestation of the Spirit. And I've been thinking about that. It's Paul's good. Very precise in what he's talking about, that this is the difference between a natural gift and a spiritual gift. A natural gift is an inborn gift that you're a leader, you're a good speaker, you're incredibly handsome and all those
kind of things.
Yeah, yeah, just strikingly lights out, right? Yeah.
Yes.
But there's the spiritual gift is a work of God through us, as you're saying, for others. So when you preach, you know, I've been in a variety of venues where you're preaching, Father. And so you have natural gifts for preaching, but sometimes it's very clear that the Spirit of God is working through you in such a way that the gift of preaching and teaching gets manifested because there's a work of power that brings faith to people. Mm-hmm. It births or conviction.
Sure.
When you say, hey, if you're not going to, you know,
yeah, exactly.
You're going to go to hell if you're not
getting good interpretation there.
Yeah, it's not bad. I worked on it.
And again, though, I think that when the Holy Spirit takes control, it's only the Spirit that can convert other people's hearts. So no one will convert because they listen to Father Larry Richards. What's that going to do? But if the Spirit of God speaks through me and to others, and that's for everybody. So it's all of us need to make sure that we're surrendering to God so that He can really be the one who speaks to others, that He really loves others through us. And that can be the most powerful thing we can do.
Yeah. And the disciple lives with the understanding that to walk in the Spirit, to be Christian means to walk in the Spirit, and that God's plan is to reproduce in you and in me and in everybody the life that's in His Son.
Sure.
And so we can bear the fruit that's in His Son. We can do the work that Jesus did. Jesus said, that's why He said, we talked in the last show, Jesus said, it's better that I go.
Absolutely.
So that you can receive the Holy Spirit, not just to save you, but to conform you to Jesus and to be able to be Christ, to be little Christ, to be Jesus' disciples in the earth, building His kingdom, because it's the power of God that's needed to do the work of God to produce the end that the Lord's after.
And I think that the best way to do that is to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. So often we're trying to focus on ourselves and what gifts we have, what gifts we don't have, which is okay. But if we keep focused on Jesus, then all these things will be manifested through us because of Him. And we're not so concerned about, well, what gift do I have? And we need to know that, but we can't focus on it.
Now, are the gifts, Father, do I get gifts because I'm holy? Do I get gifts because I earn them? I mean,
gifts are gifts by definition, right? Yeah. So if I give you the gift of anything, you have to at least be open to receive the gift. Because if I come up to you and I say, here, Peter, here's $1,000. And you go, ooh, and you leave it at the table. Well, that would be a waste of time. Yeah. But I say, here, Peter, here's $1,000. Well, now you got to take it and you got to open it. You got to use it. You got to develop it. But it's still 100% gift. You didn't have it before. It's not something you did. It's something God, if you will, if I was to represent that, now gives to you. And so it is with God. When God gives us the gifts, we now have to open those gifts and practice those gifts, if you will, use those gifts, develop those gifts, but they all come from God, and we just run with what He has given us.
Yeah, and so now the gifts related back to the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. When I see you, Father, that immediately comes to mind. Love, joy,
so
peace,
smart.
Patience, kindness, gentleness, right?
Yeah.
Now, the spiritual gifts we're just talking about, these spirit of evangelization, a preacher, whatever we're going to do, hospitality is a spiritual gift, whatever. We can exercise those. But the fruits are something that just grow, and they grow over time. How do the fruits grow in us? I mean, how do you, how does that happen?
Again, when we surrender ourselves to God's Spirit, and think about a fruit can never feed itself. When a fruit falls from a tree, it's not for the fruit. The fruit is to feed others. So when we're talking about fruits of something, so when we are more in love with God, you can show it by these things that manifest in our lives, and they're other-centered. Again, it comes to like, here's the fruit, like if I'm a good preacher, well, the fruit of that is people are coming to Christ. You know, I'm doing what God wants, now he's gonna do the rest in the fruit that's being born. But the same with all the fruits of the Holy Spirit, like now you can see that this is the person's following God and they're surrendering to God, and these are the fruits that are being manifested. Again, from God, when a man or a woman cooperate with God's Spirit, the fruits are born.
Yeah, and everybody who's listening can know for sure that Jesus desires to produce these things in their life.
Absolutely.
And you can't say, I'm not smart enough, and I'm not holy enough, and I'm not this enough. Wherever you are.
Absolutely.
And Jesus wants you to come to him, give your life to him, be baptized. And when you're baptized into him, this reality is what he's looking to produce in
Absolutely.
Us, both for our own sanctification and for building up the kingdom of God. And
exactly.
I think, Father, you read the passage, don't be ignorant of spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Because the body's got to be built up.
Absolutely.
As I look out there, I think there's a lot of ignorance about spiritual gifts. And as a result, the body's not being built
sure.
up the way it should.
Absolutely. And I think part of it's catechesis. So part of what we're doing now is helping the people to know, okay, this is what God wants of you, and this is what you have to grow in and desire.
Yeah. Thanks, Father. Good job, man.
Thank you.
Friends, we're going to head to the red zone in just a minute. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Welcome back to the Red Zone, guys. We've been discussing the fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit. Father, before we get into this, I know you're the founder of For the Reasons
Reason
for Your Hope Foundation.
The Reason tell for
us.
Our Hope.
Yeah, tell
it's
us
It's based
about
on
it.
Peter. It's 1 Peter, it says, always be ready to give the reason for the hope that is within you. Mm-hmm. And the reason, so we believe that the purpose of the reason for our hope is Jesus Christ. And so when the world says, look how dark everything is, we say, we bring hope. You ever see how dark the world can be and how black it is? Well, if you just light one match, the darkness can never overcome the light. So Christ is our light. And so we want to speak light and hope into a world of darkness.
And it's mostly what? Evangelization?
Evangelization. We exist to evangelize. For us, is to bring the world to Jesus Christ. Not just part of it. Everybody needs a relationship with Jesus.
Is it a particular group that you go after? Is it men or just
in
general?
We go after everybody. And it's like when we put out CDs in that, it's a one-hour CD, which is funny but also informative.
Yeah.
Like it'll be life-changing. Hopefully listen to one CD and something in your life's going to change.
Good.
So it's practical is what I always say.
All right, thank you. Let's find out something here about St. John Paul II. St. John Paul II said something pretty interesting here. He says, our openness to ourselves, we open ourselves to the gifts of the Spirit, accept gratefully and obediently the charisms which the Spirit never ceases to bestow on us. You know, we talk now in the red zone, we want to get it more personal. In our own gifts, we have gifts. What about you guys? What do you feel that your gifts
I think Peter should go first, don't you?
I do too.
I think so. No, I think it's you.
I gave your gift
already. Age before beauty.
I gave your gift already. Yeah. Well, it's a good question. I think all of us, like the scriptures, have been given a manifestation of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Some have different gifts. I would say probably a prophetic exhortation, a gift of prophetic exhortation is what I, in terms of a spiritual gift, because I just have a you know, at times I just feel the Lord.
Now bring that back down to earth, because a lot of these guys don't.
Yeah.
That is.
All right. Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah, what exactly? Actually, I have no clue what it means.
Somebody told me that once.
Yeah, I have no clue. Just you get a sense of what the Spirit wants to say in a situation. You get conviction, confidence that the Holy Spirit wants to communicate a particular message to a group or to individual people. And often for me, it comes not in the form of just like steady teaching, but in the form of exhortation. And exhortation to help people, and how the gift works, I think, sometimes is people get, they hear it, the exhortation lifts them, they hear the word of the Spirit, but it lifts them to say, I can respond to this. There's just something that happens that the Lord does in being able to communicate. So,
and I agree with you, you have that, but also a tremendous teaching. You have a natural ability to teach and make it understandable for the upper echelon of maybe spiritual walking a little deeper, even to the, you know, the guy that's just entering.
Upper echelon, where you're living up there,
in
the rarefied air.
In that same, I'm going to jump ahead of you on this.
Okay.
You know, as I was thinking, preparing for these shows, that faith, even when I was crazy, I still believe, I went to church.
You mean was
crazy. I know. Yeah. You know, I knew you were going to say that. Why did I say that?
Why did you step in?
You opened it up.
I opened it up.
I had a step
But if no one else believed, I still believe, you know, with all the faults, with everything's going on in the church, whatever's going on in my life or whatever, you know, you find out this is happening, that's happening. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I still believe. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the church that he founded. And I believe in Mary. I believe all these things.
But, you know, there's another piece to the faith. And I've seen it work in your life in this way, Danny. It's not only believing in the truth and doctrine, the revelation that the church is what the church says she is and the sacraments are real, all that stuff. You've always believed in that. But you know what? You've also, I've seen in your life, you believe Jesus is alive, acting right now.
Absolutely.
And you have expectant faith.
Yeah.
And I mean, even for the creation of cross and the goal, I mean, the Lord put something on your heart, and you believe the Lord wants to lead you. You believe the Lord wants to speak to you.
Right.
And that's why things happen. You trust that word, and you've matured, and you hear the word, and stuff happens. Because that's the gift of faith. Faith actually builds stuff like this, you know? Mm-hmm. Or the foundation on hope, the thing you just described. Mm-hmm. God put a vision in your heart, gave you sense, and boom, you go. So it's a powerful way the Lord works in you.
Absolutely.
You know?
All right.
When I was a young seminarian, I was with a bunch of charismatic nuns, and we're having dinner, and I was talking to them about different things. He says, Larry, you know what your charismatic gift is? And I was like, what? They said, what is it? And they said, you have holy boldness. And I go, which is more like a fortitude. And even when I preach, you know, it's like, okay, we're going to say the truth. And people are going to be mad, but no matter what, even when I sit there and I say, okay, I'm going to say all nice things today, you know, just tickle people's ears. As soon as I get up there and I pray the Holy Spirit, well, it takes it in another direction. I'm thinking, Lord, what are you doing? You know, but it's really to make sure that we have to preach anointedly, and we have to speak God's message. Even like we know in the prophets, Jeremiah says, I'm not going to say a word, I'm going to keep my mouth shut, I'm not going to say it, but then his word takes over.
Right.
You know, I was doing a men's conference last night, and it says, I opened the word of God that morning, it says, speak only the things men to hear, things that will really help them. So I said, okay, Lord, what are you saying to me? So then I got up and I spoke, and it was all like really challenging stuff. And I thought, is this what's really helping these men? But I think that there is, in me, it's always been to be able to have that courage to say what God wants me to say, no matter how that falls.
Because I think that you know that it's not yours, it's His.
Exactly.
It's all this stuff is all
His
stuff.
People.
And He uses you as an instrument, just like He uses
all.
What do you think, guys, make men, especially men out here, so fearful of the gifts? Is it ignorance of the gifts? Or what do you think? Because I think sometimes men get confused of gifts, which is spiritual gifts, and talents.
Yeah, I mean, I think ignorance is part of it. I don't say that to be negative or beat up people,
but just to say
they don't know.
They just don't know.
And you know, the spiritual gifts are like a lot of things. Just like you became a good football player because somebody led you into it. Somebody taught you how to be a better player. Somebody said you watched other guys do it. Your coaches trained you, and that doesn't really happen with spiritual gifts.
I could catch the ball.
You could catch the ball. Yeah,
but I was spurred on.
I mean, you were slow.
Yeah.
You couldn't block, but you could catch the ball.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Actually, you know, I saw in 1977, I was at a Minnesota Vikings football game, and I saw
17.
This guy play at Metropolitan Stadium. I remember. I'll never forget it. Yeah, you're out there catching footballs.
And, yeah, they only beat us like 6-5. Yeah, whatever.
But part of the deal is, you know, we do fear what we don't understand.
Absolutely.
And so most guys, I have no idea what this stuff means. The guys are concrete. Guys are practical. They don't know what to do. It's not like they oppose it. They just know what to do. And no one's taking them, hardly anyone, I should say, let me help you understand what this is. Let me help you understand the gifts God may have given you and how to exercise those gifts. And that's what we need more of. That's what happened in your life, my life, your life. That's why we're doing partly what we're doing. So,
and again, you have to surrender yourself to that gift. And
yes,
men don't like to surrender. That means they hand over. You know, again, when a person comes to Christ, the first thing they need to do is surrender their life to Jesus.
Yeah.
And that means he's in charge.
Yeah.
And then if he's in charge, then he gives us the gifts, and then we manifest those gifts as he wills, not as I will. So that means when I'm dealing with these gifts, I'm doing what Christ wants me to do in my life. And like when I wrote the book Surrender, it was like people, Father, I don't like the word surrender. Of course you don't like the word surrender, because why? It's going to kill you. It's going to cost you your life. Well, when we come to Christ every day, if we're really going to follow him, it's going to cost us our life. He'll give us greater life abundantly,
right.
But we need to make sure that we're willing to do that for Jesus. And that means to receive his gifts and to live his gifts.
I think a lot of guys understand maybe the fruits more than the gifts. So let's talk a little bit about the fruits of the Spirit. What do you think, you know, each guy here, if you had to say, okay, what is the... My
biggest fruit, I think, is patience.
Yeah,
I have great patience.
Yeah,
wait,
we don't need that. Is not the truth out there, guys.
I really think that the thing of the manifestation is, I have this hope in me that there's really that no matter how bad it gets, yeah. I really believe that God has a plan, and the reason is just Jesus. That, you know, people sit there and start saying, "Oh, how bad it is." And I go, "No, I really think that Jesus, he's already won. And we're going to win eventually, and we have to keep our eyes focused on that reality."
Okay, what's the one you need to work on the most besides patience?
I don't think I have to work on that myself. I really think, too, that the gift of love, it's hard for me. You know, I always say I have intimacy issues. It's not real easy for me to really reach out and love to people. And so I got to let go and say, "Jesus, I can't do this well, but you can within me."
Yeah.
So to give him the power to be able to love people through me more.
What does it mean to love when you say the fruit of the Spirit of love? What is it exactly? Because a lot of guys saying, you know, what they know is like romantic love that's out there. I mean, what's the love
it's
talking about?
It's putting other people before yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the hardest thing, you know.
Yeah.
And you always think about it. Of course, I do everything I do for others. But then there's a selfishness still inside of me and everybody that's still, you know, the focus on self and the get forgetfulness
and
of self.
And I think earlier in the series, you mentioned about love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And what else? And love others.
Yeah, others, exactly.
I think what I look for out here, the kindness that I respect all people out here, and I want them to hear the word and to let it live in their life, to understand, hey, have you thought about this? He and I, all of us, have spoken together at different venues that we always try to. We're not telling them we got all the answers. We're struggling and fighting for this whole thing. But we're out here, guys, have you thought about this? What about this? You got to get, you know, it's great to go to the Penguins game or this or baseball and football. I love all that stuff. But how much time are we really giving to the Lord in your life?
Of course.
And that's, I think, we do this. We're doing this show, and you're doing your foundation. You're doing the speaking. You're doing missions. You're doing all these renewal ministries all over the world. Why we do that? It's a salvation. We care about other people.
Sure.
Yeah, it's love of God and neighbor. I mean, that's what does it. It's funny. You can look at the fruits, and occasionally you can see, well, it's a fruit that seems to be happening in my life. But most of the time I look at it and say, that's not me. That's not me.
Exactly,
that's not me. That's not me. That's not me. I'm like, I don't.
I was thinking the same thing.
You were.
Yeah.
Guys, we don't have much
time. We don't have him on the show anymore.
Right. We don't have much time left. What would you say? How can somebody out here watching it, how can they find out what their strength is in this fruit and how to nourish it?
I think it comes down to prayer, asking God in prayer. Maybe it's a good thing to go to that scripture and ask God, Lord, what is this inside of me that you have given me? And help
me.
You're
talking about 5:22, Galatians?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Galatians, or the one in Corinthians
talks about
the different charismatic gifts.
Yeah.
What is it that you want to give me? What is it that I have? And really sit with the Lord, not just once, so I tried this once, but really spend time with the Lord and let him lead you, because it's a relationship and he'll lead you in the next direction.
And I think going back to what you're saying really about faith, is to just accept the fact that this is the reality of what God's doing in your life and say, God has given me gifts. I'm going to start stepping into. I'm going to start pursuing to understand it. And then I'm going to activate, because I want to be activated in the body of Christ. I want to build up the body of Christ. And if that's your prayer to the Lord, he'll do that. He'll do that. Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, men have to get out into their family. And the number one ministry most guys have is their family. I think a relationship, to talk to your wife and level with. What gift do you think what fruit do you think? You might look out. But I think it's a good thing.
You're opening up a can of worms, but that's an important thing. Absolutely.
Sometimes you do have to open a can of worms up to do that. We're ready to close. What one action item can you give
them? I would just say, pray, ask the Lord. Lord, show me where you want me to be activated in your kingdom. Where do you want me to put my time, my talent, my treasure, my passion, my dreams to build up your kingdom?
Join us next time, guys, on Crossing the Goal, when we'll do episode 5, Cooperating with the Holy Spirit. Next time on Crossing the Goal.
We'll be back for poo-poo. Let's start over.
We'll be back for poo-poo.